day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place, 'cause you made it too. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day.
Sure. Good Day program at 7 after the hour. A daily dose of important information, conversation about important things once in a while, and then mostly stupid stuff. Why would we want to get too serious here? The world is full of people who are serious and weighted down with all this heavy stuff. Give us a break. Will you please? Although, I do think that there's something, Richie, to the concern. Heather Bachman and Rich McFadden, Roberta be here tomorrow. Jennifer not back till next week. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us in a moment. And one of the things I want to talk to him about, a couple of different things that have to do with the weather and our conditioning ourselves for this time of year, but also the Chinese-made foods. And we were talking, if you didn't hear the program earlier, maybe you go to DougStephan.com, download hour number two, talking with Warren Eckstein about these thousands and thousands of pets that are sickened by the treats they were given them, the dog treats from China. And I mean, imagine about food that comes from China that we eat. Imagine supplements that are coming, medicines, that kind, and all those things coming from China. No. Richie, it took me a minute to get through something. No.
You taking your meds? I have a philosophy that Doug's brain is getting bonked on the tractor too much, and it makes him break into song every thought runs through his little brain.
Now, Jack's going to examine my brain in just a moment here. Stand by on Good Day.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself.
Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Oh, yeah. That's very nice. Jack Stockwell is compensated for his time. Heather Bachman is compensated. Richie,
I'm the only one not compensated for my time.
All right, so let's talk first of all about all of the foods, all of the supplements, things that are coming from China that you just can't trust. And yet there seems to be Jack Stockwell, who is a noted board-certified NUCA chiropractic specialist, there seems to be a desire, there still is a demand for this garbage, and you look at it and you see the evidence and the science, and you just don't begin to understand.
One would almost think after a while there might be something orchestrated behind this.
Yeah.
When you look at the constant amount of pet poisonings, when you look at the constant amount of lead infiltration taking place in various kinds of foods, bacterial counts that the American population aren't familiar with, and type and species, you know, you'd almost think somebody had something in mind because of the continual flow of this material.
Oh, sure.
And it's not just what's coming from China. It's, you know, it's what's coming from south of the border all the way down to Central America.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
I'm sorry, everybody. I apologize. I should have said north of the border.
North of the border, up to San Juan. All right, keep going.
Right. Well, you know, it's
what
it's
does that mean?
the food regulations that we have in this country are, you know, tenuous enough in the sense that,
well, they're inconsistent and asinine because there are.
I didn't want to say that.
Thank you.
Right.
I'll be happy to say it for you. The FDA, the USDA, and the 30 or so other regulatory agencies are asinine in the way they, first of all, they all do the same thing over and over again, falling over each other, and they screw it all up. So, you know, we have these, what was it? Was it earlier, Richie, we were talking about something, why isn't there in the back of my mind? There's something about a product that the FDA, or Heather, were you and I talking about it? Something that ought to be regulated or taken off the market, and it isn't, and yet they want, I said my response, it was you, Heather.
It was me.
Yeah,
I did it.
I said, then they want to pull raw milk off the market.
Mm-hmm.
That was my response to whatever it was that they don't want to deal with.
It was
with.
Not me. Who were you just talking to?
I don't know.
It was somebody else. But it was really important.
You've seen that stuff up in Minnesota where the FDA, I mean, they're showing up with armed police.
Yeah.
To stop people from selling raw milk.
Yeah. It's a real degradation of individual integrity, responsibility, and freedom.
Mm-hmm. Well, where's the outrage? That's my, you know, when you look at the continual, I mean, we've got troops in 170 of the 190 countries of the UN,
mm-hmm.
and all the food stuff that's going on, and all the violations of First Amendment by the law enforcement during the NATO summit and some of the political rallies. Where's the outrage on the rest of the American public that this continues to take place?
We've all been lulled to sleep. I was talking about this earlier, and it's something that later on in the hour we're going to go back to. The number of states that don't offer or do offer some kind of financial teaching. The same thing can be said for medicine or health. Don't even use the word medicine. Let's talk about health.
Health, right.
Why in the world is this not a priority in our educational institutions so that we don't have the kind of billion-dollar bills that we have that the government, i.e. you, me, the taxpayer, has to pay for? Do you realize what a vicious, stupid cycle this is? We keep feeding ourselves these death-filled trinkets and morsels of garbage. We get sick, and then these people who get sick, people that have taken care of themselves like us collectively, we pay into a fund to take care of these people who don't care about what is in their body.
Can I help you?
Yes, you can.
It's all about the almighty dollar, brother.
Yes, that's right. It's all about money, money, money.
People make a lot of money making us fat and sick, and then make a lot more money making us healthy with drugs.
Or trying to make us better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That'll make you sick with something else.
Yeah. Anyway, Jack, you were saying?
Well, if you look at the campaign funding of these people.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started on that.
Way too long. We've been there way too long.
Yeah.
And most of the funding, just like Orrin Hatch, who's
but
running for re-election
here. The question you just asked, though, about where's the outrage? The outrage is in the form of, to add layer to layer here, the way the government, or we allow the government, to take the funding away for programs that would teach us about being healthy. It would teach us about money. It would teach certainly how to think, maybe even have, good God, a little common sense, practical knowledge about it. All this stuff has been systematically extracted from the system. And
well,
then you have what you have.
What do we have left? What we have left is what is programmed for us to be good little citizens and stay in line.
Yeah.
Don't rock the boat. Don't question authority. Take those pills in the morning. Take them in the afternoon. Take them at night so that you can go on and live your happy,
let me give you a
degenerating life
comparison. In the past 2 weeks, I've had two situations. Last week, I had to put my dog down.
Oh.
I decided to put my dog down because he was no longer living a quality life. All right, he was in pain, he was walking, you know, steps, blah, 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 the whole thing. It cost me really $100 to put him down. Then I chose to get his asses back, blah, 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 that's an extra component. So it cost me $100 to put him down, okay? The week before that, the father of a kid on my son's Little League baseball team passed away from cancer. Kid is 9 years old, 8 years old, and his dad passed away. They spent every penny they had trying to save his dad. The family is broke and in debt now for $100,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
So we all chipped in and just gave money so they'd have groceries for a month or something like that. So you look at this. It's okay for us to put the dog down for $100, but yet we spend $100,000 trying to make somebody live, what, another 6 months?
Well, there's legal issues involved here called the standard of care. And the standard of care is dictated by the FDA, whose policies are dictated by the pharmaceutical companies. And if medical practice steps outside of the standard of care, they're liable. They can lose their malpractice insurance. They're liable in court. And so they have to do what's dictated by the FDA in order to fulfill the standard of care. In these particular cases, there are usually methodologies and protocols that have not been proven to be effective whatsoever, no matter how many decades they've been available. And the only choice that family has is either we follow the medical protocol or we follow something more natural and more humane. Either way, it's a very difficult, it's going to be expensive route to take. But when you turn your life, your health care, your destiny as far as cancer or heart disease or anything, these things, over to the medical world, you're going to fall into, well, I'm sorry, the only thing I can do for you is this, this, or this. Because these are the standard of care.
Right.
And it's policed so tightly anymore that, you know, there was a time when I thought my hands were somewhat tied with my scope of practice in the state of Utah. But I find out I am a free man when it comes to comparing tight, rigid pharmaceutical standards. That if a doctor or medical doctor operates outside of that, he's taking a very big risk. Yeah. So what's that family to do? They can either go the medical route, which is usually very ineffective procedures that are just as toxic as the disease itself, or they go the natural way and be shunned by the medical world altogether.
Yeah. Here's something leading with you. You may or may not have heard me yesterday and Memorial Day read or recite the American's Creed. This is something that I think brings you back around to thinking, and it isn't even just the whole creed, something else we don't learn in school. But the last line is the most important line here. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. The thing we haven't realized is who are our enemies. Our enemies are within, many of them, if not most of them.
For sure.
There's some food for thought. Jack Stockwell, check out his webpage, jackstockwell.com. Jimmy
Bonds. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. This stuff works.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
21 after the hour on the Doug Good Day program.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougSteppen.com.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying.
Ooh-ha.
Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces.
I'll take you there.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Help me.
Help me.
Somebody help me.
Help me.
Somebody
help me. Hey, help me.
Oh, help me. Help me. Help me. Somebody help me.
Yeah. That's right.
Can you get this as a ringtone on your phone, Richie?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. Uh-huh. So,
mercy.
Doug, this is what? Tell us what it is.
Staple Singers, number one during this week in 72, with a signature song. Whether it's the lyrics, whether it's just the attitude that comes across in this song, whatever it is.
Yeah. Let me tell you about the attitude.
Yeah.
All right. You being from a choir background, you know, call and response.
Yep.
It's when the lead singer will shout out something and then the chorus will back you up.
Yeah.
Call and response from the church. And that's what this song is written to be. It's a call and response song.
Yeah.
But the beginning of the song is actually lifted from a Jamaican instrumental reggae song called The Liquidator.
Oh, really? I didn't know
that. Yeah, the whole beginning of the song. Pretty cool. It was recorded at Stax Records.
Yeah.
So you had your Duck Dunn and Steve Cropper and all of them.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm having too much fun over here.
This is very good. This is worth every penny.
I am having a great time over here with Heather.
For this. Every once in a while, we come up with one of these songs and we just got to listen to the whole thing. I'll take you there. Oh.
Take me there. Come on.
Nobody's crying. I'll take you there. Ain't nobody worrying you. I'll take you there.
Bring me home.
Pretty good stuff. I'll take you there. You oughta, you gotta come let me.
Used in 1997 to 1999 in what Chevrolet commercial?
Oh, mercy.
The Malibu.
Really?
Mercy.
All right, 26 after the hour. That puts you in a mood. If
number
you're
276 on the Rolling Stone list of 500 all greatest songs of all time.
Yeah.
It's my vote.
Cannot
get away from it. It's just one of those. You're into it and you're there.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't escape. I mean, you don't want to.
No.
No, want to. Okay. All right. So speaking of good stuff, video of the day, yesterday and today, two very good videos of the day at DougStephan.com. Yesterday's video was probably the shortest video we've ever had. And in essence, what happens, see what happens when a high school cheerleader kicks a little bit too high during practice.
Oh, no.
It sort of reminds me of the stunt that was on America's Got Talent last week, the guy that got kicked in the crotch about 18 times. All right, so it gives you. Why are people?
They had some really gross stuff on last night.
But it's
night
a freak
too.
Show.
Oh, and
it's
it was
a freak
and
show.
And they were proud of it.
And they want. And Howard is bringing them out. They'll be up 4 or 5 million people watching that show. It's a freak show. It is. Video of the day today.
I'm watching yesterday's video of the day.
Yeah, I know. I'm just telling you. It's bing, bang, boom, and you're done. Isaac telling his girlfriend to meet him at his parents' house. His brother has Amy sit on the back of an open Honda listening to a song on headphones as 60 family members and friends perform a lip-sync performance of a song which he calls the first live lip-dub proposal. It's all about proposing. If you want to check that out, video of the day, I want you to marry me. And that's how this is how it's done. A lot of creative ways of, if you want to go down that path, here's an idea for you. This is the time of year where people are asking. Mm-hmm. 28 after on Good Day.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
Long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
As the summer driving season gets started, Sears Auto Center wants to make sure you get the most out of every gallon of gas with a great deal on our Fuel Saver package. Right now, for just $29.99, you get a conventional oil change, air filter, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and tire pressure check. You'll also save on all Goodyear tires, including up to $65 when you buy four. Just stop by Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center, valid for most vehicles. Fuel Saver package regularly $57.98. Goodyear savings range from $16 to $65. Savings go through...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hopefully you love all of us. We have a good thing going on every day. It's called the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Joining me today on our roster is Heather Bachman, who's here in the studio on the farm with me, and Rich McFadden, who hasn't been to the farm for a long time.
I have not been to the farm in a couple of years.
Down in our studios at the originating, the groundworking, groundbreaking Radio America, which is in Washington, District of Columbia. If things are not working out for you,
it's a new easy way
to split up. It's called the Divorce Hotel.
Oh, wow.
The Divorce Hotel. You check in on Friday.
But you can't check out.
With a staff of mediators and lawyers. You check out on Sunday.
With an empty bank account.
With divorce papers in hand. And this is going to be a reality television program.
Oh, Lord.
In America. You check in, they will follow you through the divorce hotel.
Let me guess where this place is. Got to be in Vegas.
You know, I don't know, actually, that it is in Vegas.
Oh, Richie. You know where it is?
It's. I'm looking at a picture.
It's in the Netherlands.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking. They're going to be. It's going to be here.
Okay.
It started in the idea for the show and the concept started in the Netherlands.
Oh, here it is. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Soon plan to bring one to the
right.
to the U.S.
They're helping, so they say, unhappily married people get their divorce taken care of. 17 people have gone through this so far. Couples. So. They're talking to hotels in several cities, New York and Los Angeles among them. And, yeah, they have law firms they're talking to. And, of course, the television production companies are all set, ready to go.
They invited Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher to come and stay in the hotel for the weekend.
Oh, guys.
I heard that somebody said they were trying to figure out how to get back together again. Did you hear that? Was a rumor floating around?
I saw rumors of it just recently.
Yeah. All right, so put yourself in that place. You want a divorce? Go to the hotel for the weekend.
Hey, man.
What if they have to stay in separate rooms?
You're an eligible single bachelor. Sounds like the bar there would be a great place to pick up chicks.
On Sunday night.
Yeah, exactly.
After everything was all done. Everything's finished Sunday night. Hey,
how you doing?
Right. Oh, so bad. You're both so bad.
Thank you, Heather. Very sweet. So
that might be better than linens and things.
All right. We're going out with Charlotte for a walk on the beach.
That's right. Doggy parks are a great place to meet, ladies.
Yeah. All right, so Heather, what are we following on Facebook? We have a number of things, including retirement, asking discussion earlier today about what age your plans call for you to pull the plug on what you're doing. And let's see. We have the people, actually a lot of conversation back and forth about Memorial Day and people that you're honoring. That sort of thing, and the usual postings of the comings and goings of the cows on the farm, for those of you who love that sort of thing.
The comings and goings of the cows, yes.
We like that. The Waltons family reunion apparently is happening. TV Guide magazine has a story this week suggesting that all of the surviving cast members of the Waltons are reuniting at a theater in Los Angeles, Saturday, September 29th.
Including John Boy's wart on his face? Will it be there, too?
Michael Leonard.
The wart will be attending.
Was Olivia.
That's the mama.
Said she thinks that mama? The series was a blessing in her life. She said, I know it sounds corny, but I believe some things are gifts from God. I think she's
also
right.
A blessing in her checkbook.
I think that the creator's heart permeated into the show. We loved each other and still do. We were very lucky. I can't think anybody who isn't grateful for being a part of that show. On the air from 1971 to 1981 on CBS, the setting most people remember during the Depression years, that is 2008 to 2011. Right. The Depression.
Yes.
And so there are movies and stuff.
I wasn't a big fan of the Waltons. You know what I did love, though, back then?
No,
I did
House
love
on
Eight
the Prairie.
Is, no, Eight is enough. I loved
really?
Eight is Enough.
All right.
We should bring that back.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com asks you, going back to the reference of the reality show upon which or in which you can get a divorce, would you watch a show like that, where the object was for a couple to get divorced by the end of the show? Isn't that what happens on divorce court? Isn't there one of the, there are like 19 different court shows on TV with all kinds of people, characters.
You should do a mashup of the Waltons and the divorce show.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Bring the grandkids of Mama Walton and Daddy Walton.
Yeah, that's it. The question, would you watch a reality show if the object is to get divorced? A, sure, I love reality shows. B, I might watch once or twice. C, I doubt it. No, it's a terrible idea. Is D. So you can check out the story of the Divorce Hotel. It would be Richie knows that my solution to all problems in marriage is to get a divorce.
Oh, yeah,
nothing
Doug's a big proponent of divorce.
Get divorce.
Yeah, sure.
I'm a bigger proponent of not getting married, but then once you get married, you start planning the divorce.
Oh,
your fault
boo.
We have too many lawyers in this country.
Yeah.
Oh, boo.
Right.
I'm a hopeless romantic.
Are you?
I am.
But you've never been
Doug's
married.
And I'm single.
Right. What'd you say, Richie?
Doug's just hopeless.
I am. Yesterday's poll, what'd you do on Memorial Day? I thought that was the day before. Did we do that yesterday?
If yesterday was Tuesday, it would have been appropriate to ask, what did you do on Memorial Day?
Oh, yeah, it would have been, because it wasn't. Well, Monday was Memorial Day. Thank you, Doug. All right, so let's see what the response was. 35% said they spent the day with family and friends. 26%, no, we did this. I know we did this. We did this yesterday. Where's yesterday's? What was yesterday's poll? I don't have it. I'm not wanting to do, you know me, I don't like to do the same thing over again.
Okay. Nah, yeah, we did do this. I remember.
Yeah,
that.
We did, of course. All right, so anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, our continuing conversation, our thread, oftentimes, as you know, there's a thread to conversation on this program, and we started talking about doctors, and we talked about health and well-being, because we do that every day during this hour. The first part of the hour is devoted to your well-being, your fitness, your health. And so I said there was not much going on in terms of health education, finance education. Those are the things that I think, you know, other than teaching children how to write, how to be able to count and figure things out, I said there were three states that had the ability to teach these things, mostly financial your financial health and well-being. In fact, I was wrong. Let's see, there are 10, it looks like New York State, Virginia, Ritchie, West Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Louisiana, Missouri, Illinois, South Dakota, Idaho, and Utah all have personal finance education programs in their public schools.
So that's that sound like a lot of southern states? Geographically, are they more...
Southern states would be the Virginias, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and Louisiana. Mm-hmm. There's some upper Midwestern states, Illinois and Missouri.
I'm in Virginia. I've attended one of these classes.
Have you?
In the southern states, yeah. Get yourself a mason jar. Stuff all your money in it.
Right.
Dig a hole. Put it in a sack and put it in the freezer.
Put it out in the backyard.
Don't tell nobody where it is. But put a flag on top of it.
Stuff it in your mattress. That's the retirement plan down here.
Survey of 16,000 college students concludes that students from states that required a financial education class were more likely to display positive financial behavior when compared to their peers. These students more likely to save money, not likely to max out their credit cards, not likely to make late credit card payments, not likely to be compulsive buyers. What a simple way and
well,
responsible.
How quickly, with a high school student, do we get into it, though? Is it like a lot more than just this is how you manage
a year,
your checkbook?
You do a course.
Or?
It's a year-long course. Like, there ought to be courses in health ed on how your body works and reproduces and how to...
We used to have them.
A lot of people would argue that.
Yeah, we did used to have them.
We used to, and I used to faint every year.
That's something you should learn. One of my parents' biggest regrets in raising us is they never taught us fiscal responsibility.
Yeah.
And, you know, my dad, my mom, they grew up with nothing. So when they were able to buy nice things for us, they did. And it taught us the wrong things. And it took me a long time to figure out, you can't do this, man.
Nope.
Your money runs out. So we definitely teach our kids, you know, okay, you just made $5 doing something. Here, $3 goes in your savings, and here's $2 you can put in your little pot to go out and buy something at some point.
Got to do it.
You got it, but you have to teach them at home, man.
Yep.
You do.
It's great to back it up in school, but you've got to teach them at home. Because
if people are not doing it, then I don't believe that the school is the nanny and ought to be teaching some things that are to be learned at home.
Let's say that you learn
this
at
school. This is an important step in understanding how to live your life, which is what school is all about.
But let's say you learn this in school, and then you go home and you see your parents driving a brand new car that they can barely
afford. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you're going out to dinner 3 nights a week.
That's a more powerful message than whatever you get in school. I'm going to do what my parents did.
Absolutely.
And that's the way it is. That's how it works. You're going to be as
perpetuate.
Your environment. Whatever is in your environment, man, that's what you're going to do, and that's where you're going to be. But if at least you got a fighting chance if this sort of thing is a priority. And, again, the health ed is another.
I wish I had had a better foundation growing up. Unfortunately, my parents were divorced when I was very young.
Yeah.
I grew up with a single parent for the most of the time who worked a lot.
Well, see.
And she taught me about Peter and Paul, and they weren't guys she was dating, robbing one to pay the other. So
here's the thing that, and I sound preachy maybe when I say this. For whatever the reason, I was talking about this last night, as Tony is now gone physically from our lives, but she's still around, and we're always talking about her influence. And one of the things that she and I decided early on was that the children were the most important thing and the reason for us getting together. Even though we were friends and we had a wonderful love for each other. But it was based on what we had created in those two children. So are the children perfect? Hell no. Are they well adjusted? Meh. You know,
one of them is fairly well.
Yeah.
Brendan's a little off.
Most of the time. They're with in a world that is not big, they are with. The world is big and without, but they've got it because they know that they're loved. And they've been able to carry that. I mean, one of the things that Megan presented when I was at her school last week, when she delivered the convocation address for the seniors, was a power that I'd never seen in her. And I think I said this on the air, the ability to look at what the issue was that she wanted to talk to these 684 kids about and look to them, and without skipping a beat, for 24 minutes, she gave them a message that they wouldn't have heard anywhere else. and hadn't to that point, nor will they probably hear it again.
You're just still beaming.
Well, I think she did such a great job. But would you have thought this of Megan? Megan was on the radio and snarled and didn't like, especially talking to Richie about politics. She was never happy about much of what she did, but it was good. The first person she gave credit to was me, because I pushed her to be public, at least in understanding what her ideas were and being able to back them up.
Mm-hmm.
I may not have agreed. She said to me early on when we used to have arguments about stuff, "Dad, you told me that you wanted me to think for myself. So here I am, like it or not." And did I like all the things that she was thinking? No.
But you encouraged her to be
absolutely.
Her
that's what
self.
Made her who she is. That kind of stuff. And her mother was so full of love for the kids. They've learned how to love, and they would pass it on well to children if they decide to have them. I think that's it. But what did we not teach them? I remember, like yesterday, Richie. It's amusing. I don't know how old Brendan was, but he wasn't that old. So I sort of had this. We were in the kitchen. And for some reason or other, Brendan sat up on the counter. And I don't remember how old he was, but he wasn't very old. And so I felt at that moment, I turned around, it was time to talk about the birds and the bees.
Oh, boy.
It was embarrassing.
For both, probably.
Yeah. No, it wasn't embarrassing for Brendan, because even at 12 years old, Brendan had it down. I mean, he was like, "Hey, Dad, you know what is this?"
Yeah. Hey, Dad, let me teach you some things.
Yeah, right, exactly. So,
I think you got that one wrong, Dad.
Anyway, but you know what? We had the conversation, and he'd had the conversation with his mother as well.
Yeah, I remember when my dad had. I wanted to crawl into a.
Oh,
hole,
it's awful! It's terrible.
It
but
so
you
bad.
You want to have children, bring them into the world. You better learn how to.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go to YouTube.
Yeah, my father.
Sean, watch this video. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Here's a book.
It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper lets you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the Dish Hopper lets you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-890-6408. That's 1-800-890-6408. 1-800-890-6408.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar.
And be better off.
Or would you rather be a fish?
Fish.
Is an animal that swims in a brook.
This is Bruce Willis with Danny Aiello. We have to feature this about once a year.
I love
Hudson Hawk.
Love this movie.
Yeah. We don't ever forget this one either.
Nope.
Life is what you wish.
Anyway, a really good combination, this movie, I think. As bad as some people think the movie is, it's a pretty interesting movie. And it was released this day 21 years ago. Bruce Willis, Danny Aiello, from Hudson Hawk.
Would you rather be a pig?
There you go. Swinging on a straw. 54 minutes after the hour now. Doug Steffen with Chuck Curry, our movie man, focusing on movies, movie news. We have a lot of info coming up from Chucker in just a moment. First, we have our movie contest, which is the number one movie from this week in 2009. And I must tell you, I'm looking at the name of it and I don't remember it. Maybe I will. Maybe you will, more importantly, when you hear the audio. Three opportunities for you to identify this movie. And then you call us at 800-510-8255. See if you can cook up something for yourself in terms of a swell prize. Here's the first clue.
My name is Doug. I have just met you, and I love you.
All right.
I think I know this.
Really, Chucker?
I'm not sure.
Next clip, Richie.
Yeah.
This is none of my concern.
I didn't ask for any of this.
Yeah, good movie.
Yeah.
Really good movie.
I don't remember it at all.
Sweet. Very sweet. Yeah. My clue? Well, never mind. I won't give you the clue.
All right, last clip.
My master made me this collar. He is a good and smart master, and he made me this collar so that I may talk, squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Got it? 800-510-8255. Chucker has movie news for you right after this.
Hey there. You've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-890-6408. That's 1-800-890-6408. 1-800-890-6408.
So movie news from Chuck Curry, our movie man. What's the latest and the datest and the greatest, Chucker?
I actually get the TV news item of interest, Doug. The History Channel's first installment in this six-hour miniseries, Hatfield and McCoy, starring Kevin Costner and Bill Paxton, pulled in a very stunning, almost 14 million viewers.
Wow. Yeah.
Further proof why the network business model is broken, because if these basic cable channels like the History Channel can get 14 million viewers for an event in one night.
Did you watch it, Chuck? I wanted to watch it, and I totally forgot about it.
I just watched some of it last night. It looked pretty good. They're all really scruffy looking. But, you know, the funny thing is somebody told me at the height of Kevin Costner's career when he was had all the power in Hollywood doing Waterworld that he would be doing a miniseries on the History Channel.
I don't mean that as a knock.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, and I'm sure it's a high quality project. But when you're riding high as a movie star, it just you probably don't envision doing that 15 years
later. He was as big as they come, and then he was as low as they go.
He's actually doing playing. He's going to play Jonathan Kent, Superman's earthly father, in the new Superman movie, which comes out next year. One other bit of movie news. I saw the coming attraction trailer before Men in Black 3 to the new Total Recall remake starring Colin Farrell. And I got to admit, I was not impressed. It looks like a lot of noise and effect.
Chucker, here's the question. Did you see the trailer for the new Expendables movie?
I did.
And what did you think of that?
It's a total throwback, like the first film to the 80s, the action movies.
Of course it is. And they highlight and tout Schwarzenegger being in it.
When Schwarzenegger pops up in the trailer about halfway through and he says,
"Everybody cheers." Everybody cheers. That movie will do. It's cheesy, but it'll do well it's the nature of it. All right, here's Jenny in Mount Vernon. What do you think the name of that movie is, Jenny?
Oh, the Shaggy Dog?
Genie, yes. Shaggy Dog, not the correct answer, but good try. Thank you. Sam's in Deer River, Minnesota. What do you think it is, Sam?
Up.
It is Up. You are correct. Number one movie in this week in 2009. You get the prize, Sam. Hold on just a second. Thanks, Tucker. There's